Mason Nealon here today. Joining me going to be Quentin Polking of the Carroll Tigers. He is committed to play football over at Grandview. Quentin, congratulations on signing to play over there.
Yep, thank you.
So talk to me a little bit about the choice to go to Grandview. I mean, there's probably some other colleges that were looking at you, but what stood out about Grandview?
I think the thing that stood out about Grandview is just they got a really good program, a good culture. They've been undefeated the last 2 years. That's something that really caught my eye.
And, I mean, you look at it, they've been very successful. They're, like you said, they're caught your eye. Was that a lot of it, or was there more to the story as well that you're like, you know, that's where I want to go play football?
I mean, that's definitely part of it, but the coaching staff, they're all real nice people, real good people. And I just think it's a place that's going to make me the best player.
Talk to me kind of about the coaches there. What were the conversations like throughout this senior year when you were talking to them about kind of recruiting?
I mean, they came in a couple games, wrestling meets, just talking to me about kind of what their program has to offer compared to other programs and what role I'd play.
And what role are they telling you you're going to play over there at Grandview?
They want me to play linebacker, and they told me not to, like, totally expect to play my first year, you know. There's, like, it's a lot higher competition, but they said if I can work, I can get special team spot, which is still a pretty big deal.
And with that as well, I know obviously right now you're in soccer season. You played soccer for 4 years here. Are you looking forward still to this soccer season and everything that's going on before you get to going off to college?
Yeah, definitely. I'd say so. Soccer is definitely a really fun sport to play with your friends, and it just gets you in good shape anyways.
Do you feel like it's going to help you a little bit with football as well, kind of conditioning-wise and all that way?
Yeah, 100%. Definitely. Get your lung capacity up.
So talk to me about when you went over to Grandview. Kind of what did you feel like? What were the feelings like when you got over there?
I like the campus. It's kind of a smaller campus. It's in Des Moines. I mean, like, the coaching staff, they're all really – they just all want to support you, all want to see you get better. I just kind of like that.
And then looking at kind of the rest of it here, were there a lot of other schools that were looking at you?
Yeah, there's a decent amount of schools. I really don't know the number, but just a lot of NAIA schools.
What were the conversations like with those schools as well?
It's kind of the same thing, just kind of telling me what they think of me, what role I'd play, kind of where they'd want me in their team.
And then I got to ask you as well, I know you're a standout football player, but did you have to choose between some of the sports that you like between wrestling, football, or soccer, or was it just kind of football for you?
I'd say it's definitely just football. I feel like it's kind of the one sport I'd want to go to college for.
Was there any interest for wrestling or soccer from any of the coaches?
I think there's some like other like, D3 NAIA schools that wanted me to wrestle, but I just don't know.
And then I got to ask, I mean, your brother going on to play in college as well, you guys are separating and going to different colleges. Was there the conversation at all between you two about, hey, maybe let's go to the same college and team up again, or has it kind of just been, let's go on our own path here?
I mean, we definitely thought about it. It'd be a pretty cool thing to do, but just kind of got to focus on yourself first and kind of see where that took us.
And then going over to Grandview as well, have you thought about kind of what you want to do academics-wise over there?
Yeah, I'm planning on majoring in political science. And hopefully become a lawyer after I graduate.
And so what drove you to do that as well?
I feel like just seeing my parents in the law-based work, that kind of interests me.
So with your parents as well here, were they a big part of the recruitment process, or was it kind of just you, or what was the process with them like as well?
Yeah, I feel like they're a big part of it. They took me to every junior day, every visit, every meeting with a coach. They're kind of there with me the entire time, so just like people in my corner telling me kind of what they think, but they also just let me make the decision myself.
And then what were the thoughts from them as well when you made the decision?
They were excited for me. They definitely supported my decision.
And then also with Coach Rowett or some of the guys on the staff as well, Coach Nago, Shable, all of those guys there, what role did they play in your recruitment process as well?
I mean, they were huge. They made me the player I am today, and I know all the coaches, they definitely helped get my name out, helped me become a better player.
So looking over kind of your whole career here, when did the recruitment process start for you?
I feel like it kind of really kicked in like summer before junior year, started getting like some texts, some follows, some coaches.
And was Grandview one of the first ones that did reach out to, or was that more of later into your senior season that they started to kind of reach out a little bit?
That was definitely later into like my senior campaign.
And with Grandview being over in Des Moines there, do you like that it's kind of close to home as well?
Yeah, that's definitely a good plus that I can still come home and see my family.
And looking at it as well here, with you going over there and playing linebacker, was that the position you wanted to go on at the next level, or was there any other thoughts of any other positions you kind of wanted to go do?
I definitely want to play linebacker 100%.
What do you like about playing linebacker?
You're the leader of the defense. You know, there's a lot of weight in your shoulders, but that's something I like about it. Just got to be able to make decisions, see the field, and just go out there and play, help the team.
Well, I tell you what, Quentin, we congratulate you on this big step here. I know we'll catch up with you during the soccer season and then next year as well when you're in college, but thank you for talking to us here today.
Yeah, thank you very much.